We have to identify our outcome. We have to commit to that outcome. Then we have to identify the vehicle. Then we got to go to work. Right. I mean, it's that simple. Right. You roll up your sleeves and you take action. You start running down the road. You can't run down so many roads at once. You'll never get down those roads. And so you got to pick a path and pick a plan and then start to take action. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Moore, and we're here with another segment of Whiskey Wednesdays. I'm here with my main man, Dave Savolich. These are short, sweet, to-the-point episodes where we talk about some things going on in our world, some trending topics inside of the short-term rental, and then we always answer a couple questions that you guys send in. So as a reminder, always, whatever platform you're listening or watching on, if you do have questions for us and you want us to cover them on an upcoming episode, make sure you DM us or put it in the comments, and we'll make sure we pull those up and answer them on an upcoming episode. So Dave, you're always the producer of these shows. You have our topics and what we're talking about. So we've got on the agenda today.
Well, let's talk about the whiskey bottle first, huh?
Oh yeah.
We've got TX right there.
Little sponsor of TX whiskey. I always say it's Texas whiskey and I always get corrected as TX whiskey. Some of our mastermind members, Chris and Kim, sent this over to us and brought it to Denver on one of our meetups all the way from Fort Worth, Texas, and brought it to, and it's one of my favorite bottles. And so
that's
Chris
awesome.
And Kim, thank you so much for sending it to us. And we are enjoying it today. At least I am. I should say we. You got your Coke Zero. I enjoy the old TX whiskey and can't wait to visit the distillery in Fort Worth.
We got to get a whiskey that's a little darker so we switch glasses. Nobody knows.
Nobody will know. Nobody knows the difference. Exactly.
That's awesome.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, like an amber whiskey, right?
It's exactly a little darker. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Well, let's get going. So question for you. This is kind of a fun question, but when you were growing up, what did you want to be? What did you want to be when you were older?
You know, like most kids growing up, I wanted to be a professional athlete. When I was really young, I wanted to play professional football, and then I wanted to play professional basketball. And so that was what mine was. How about you?
Mine was the same. I mean, I, you know, every school project or any assignment that was like, what do you want to do when you're older? Or what are you planning for? Man, I always drew the NBA basketball player and was like, yeah, I want to play in the NBA, you know?
Yeah.
So we both played college basketball.
Yeah,
so
we put in a little work and gave it an effort, right?
Yeah, we got close and that was fun. So I love that. I love having dreams and having goals. I think every young kid, whatever they want to be, they ought to aspire for whatever that highest level of occupation or dream that they should always have.
So, yeah, it was fun. That was mine as a kid for sure.
Now that you're, you know, the CEO of Odyssey in the short-term rentals, real estate guru, you know, yada, yada, yada. What would you be now if you could be anything?
Ooh, interesting. So I don't know that I would change from being an entrepreneur. Like I love the business world. I love going out there and having complete control over my successes or my failures. Obviously, there's a lot of things that you have to deal with, markets and business, but I like the world of entrepreneurship. I love building a business. I love building the business that we have where we can see people kind of change their lives as well. So I don't know that I'd change that. Now, if I could have any type of a business, I would probably love to own a professional sports team. I think that would be pretty awesome. Yeah. So if I could, if I had the really awesome. Good businesses and I could buy a professional sports team, I think that would be pretty fun too.
What sport?
I would love to own a football team, like a professional NFL football team.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It'd be awesome.
That'd be fun to be a part of that. I would be a country singer. You know what I'm saying?
That does not surprise me at all.
I'd be a good old country singer, I was driving in the car the other day and I thought, man, I mean, it'd kind of be fun, obviously, to be out there in front of the crowd and all that kind of stuff. But I just would love to be able to sing in a tune and play the guitar in front of the fire, family, friends, stuff like that.
That is not why you want to be a country singer, first of all.
But that would be fun to be the rock star.
You would love to be a rock star.
I wouldn't mind groupies and people follow me around and, you know, girls and stuff like that. That'd be fun. Yeah.
that's awesome.
So there's two sides to it. You have this side that you really want, but you have to put up with the other side too. It's totally fine.
So that's awesome.
All right. Well, let's get into a topic. We've talked about this before. You and I have offices next to each other. And so we kind of dive into topics all the time. But one of the things that comes up a lot that is kind of perplexing to me is, you know, I talk to so many people in this space. And one of the things that they come up with is, you know, I'm not satisfied with where I'm at, with my current situation, with my job, with my income, with kind of my projection of the future. And so I always look at it and I always try to advise people, well, take some action. Yeah. Take some action for that financial freedom, whatever that is. And it's a hard road and it's a hard step. And it's something that's maybe the hardest thing people do is, okay, how do I get to where I'm at now to where I want to be? And really planning what that financial freedom looks like. I think we should talk about that a little bit. There's a lot of vehicles. We love short-term rentals, but most importantly, I want to challenge people to take action to get to whatever that number looks like. You did an amazing webinar last week that really dove into, hey, how do we create financial freedom and what does that look like over the next 5 years?
It's interesting. And you hit the nail right on the head where you say, you've got to take action, right? Well, if you're not happy where you're at, the biggest problem that I say it in all my workshops, all my webinars, is not what people think it is. They think they don't have time. They don't have the money. They don't know what they're doing. That's not their biggest problem. Their biggest problem is they're getting comfortable sitting on the sideline. They're getting comfortable not taking action. And that creates this effect in their life of, I'm not happy. I'm not growing anymore. I'm not moving forward. You've got to take action. And even if you make a mistake, take some action, have a plan that you're following and take some action. Alex Ramosi, a guy that I listen to all the time. I think he's one of the smartest guys out there. He talks about sadness is a lack of options, like a perceived lack of options, right? Stressed out and being anxious and stressed is having a lot of options and doing nothing, right? Not making any decisions, not taking any action, and not actually moving forward. If you want to get, if you're where you're at right now to somewhere else you want to be in the future, there's a road that you've got to run down. It doesn't mean that it's going to always be easy. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have challenges. It doesn't mean you're not going to mess up at times and you're going to have to do something else. But if you're taking action and you're moving forward every day, you do have options. And that level of stress is totally different. Now all of a sudden we're not sad and we're not disappointed because we feel like we're doing something every day. And it's true. A lot of people are getting really, really comfortable sitting on the sidelines. And it's really sad. And I think it breeds sadness and anxiety and stressed outness and looking at your life and saying, I'm not really where I want to be. But you have to look. Another guy that I love listening to is Eric Thomas. And he says, don't be mad at the results that you don't have for the work that you didn't do. Yeah, and so, or mad about the results you do have for the work you didn't put in, right? Like, it's like if you want something, you've got to put in the work. You've got to take the action. You know, don't be upset about that. Look in the mirror and say, what am I doing today to start moving forward? At the end of every one of our episodes, what do I say? Go pick one thing you can do today to start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from. The whole premise behind that is I'm going to take action every single day towards something. And so, yeah, I think you nailed it when you say, hey, listen, what advice is it? And it's picking a road to run down. Anxiety and stressed out is having a lot of options and choosing nothing, not making a decision to run down a road. Like if you're trying to build lifestyle financial freedom, we love the vehicle that we've chosen, the passive income vehicle of short-term rentals. But that's just one of the steps in building lifestyle financial freedom. We have to identify our outcome. We have to commit to that outcome. Then we have to identify the vehicle. Then we got to go to work. Right. It's that simple. Right. You roll up your sleeves and you take action. You start running down the road. You can't run down so many roads at once. You'll never get down those roads. And so you got to pick a path and pick a plan and then start to take action.
Well, and I think too, it's you laid it out really well in the webinar about the 5 years to freedom. And what does that look like for somebody? It looks different for everybody. Yeah. Somebody's freedom number could be 250,000. Somebody else's freedom number could be 100,000. So it just depends on what that number is. And then what is the vehicle to get there? We love short-term rental. So we want you to choose that as your vehicle because we know how to get you there. We know how to educate you and help you. And so every year, create a property that's going to help you create revenue to get to that financial freedom number.
And identifying it, just like you said, there's so many arbitrary numbers out there and people talk about it. Gurus talk about these numbers, but you might be, your freedom number might be 50 grand a year. That is okay. And then I gave an example on the webinar of one that was around 250 a year and I broke it down. And it's amazing to me how many people say, I can't do that because that's too big of a number for me. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to me how many people can't read between the lines and say, as many times as we say, it doesn't have to be that. If it's 50,000 a year, you got to, in our model and in our plan, we're going to try to find an asset that brings in $10,000 a year for the next 5 years. So every year I'm going to find an asset that brings me $10,000 a year to get to my $50,000 a year passive income. So that it's all very, very relative to what your outcome is. And then you plan that path forward.
And I think that's such a good point. I think some people are scared if they see a property that's worth, that's selling for $800,000 and they just feel like, oh, I can't do that. Well, that's okay. You don't have to do that. You can find a property that's $200,000, $250,000. Yeah. And that will create some passive income. Now, it won't be as much potentially as the $800,000 house, but it's still getting you on that path. And as you go, maybe the third, the fourth year, you start to increase and get a bigger, better property. Don't be scared of that. Jump into the game and go after the properties and the freedom number that works for you and your family.
And I always just bring it all the way back, right? Don't be mad about the results you don't have for the work you didn't put in. And if you're feeling sad or you're feeling anxious, figure out what it is. Are you feeling like you don't have options? Are you feeling that sense of hopelessness because there's a perceived lack of options? Right. There's always options, but a perceived lack of options versus, or are you stressed and anxious because you have a lot of options and you don't know which one to do and you're afraid to make a decision, you're afraid to take any action, and you're getting more and more comfortable sitting on the sidelines. Yeah. That's the bigger problem that most people have. Yeah.
There is one thing that can make or break your success with short-term rentals, and that's your ability to provide your guests with an amazing night's rest. We're taking all of the guesswork out of selecting the perfect mattress system. Personally, I have these custom mattresses in every one of my short-term rentals. We love them so much that we even got them in our own personal homes here in Utah. So visit VodiceySleepSystem.com and use the promo code PODCAST. It's all caps at checkout to get 55% off.
All right, let's jump into a question. This question goes right along with this discussion. Realistically, how long will it take to create financial freedom that makes an impact? So a lot of people are like, I hear a lot of things about, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years. What does that look like? What does that freedom number look like where if I really put the time and effort, I put the work, I make a priority and make it a commitment, how long is that going to take for me to make an impact?
We've got a plan, a five-year plan. We call it 5 years to freedom, right? So, but define impact, because is it not impactful if you year one are able to create passive income that replaces 20% of your active income? Is that it? Not impactful. Right. If I'm able to do that once a year, every all single relative. 5 years. And so I believe the impact starts day one. And I actually think that the biggest impact is in the very beginning, that first 6 months to a year, when you get that first asset, because it's the hardest asset to get, right? Yeah. It's the hardest thing to do. It's really starting to get that flywheel turning, and you're pushing as hard as you will ever turn on that first or push on the flywheel in the very, very beginning.
Right.
So that first one or two properties, they're going to create the biggest impact, and they do have immediate impact.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to try to be financially free, usually I say, it's a five-year plan. Let's identify a five-year plan that is doable, right? Is it possible that you buy one or two assets and you're financially free? Yes. Do we see stories about it all the time? Yes. Do we see it in reality inside of our mastermind group all the time? Yes. But we don't talk about that because we don't want to talk about the outliers.
Right.
We want to talk about a plan that is doable for almost anybody.
That everybody can understand.
You can actually go take action on. And so the impact starts day one, right? Because you're really creating that life you don't want to take a vacation from. You're starting to create lifestyle financial freedom. You're not going to be financially free overnight. This isn't a get rich quick plan. At least ours isn't, right? And so maybe there's other ones out there that are better at get rich quick. That's not us. But if you can be dedicated for 5 years and you can, and we're specifically talking about this asset class, it's very, very doable to have that lifestyle financial freedom, because all we're trying to do is every year we're trying to find an asset that replaces 20% of our active income. So at the end of 5 years, we've got lifestyle financial freedom because our active income is completely replaced with passive income.
Yep. No, I think that's great. All right. Last thing. A little bit off topic. March Madness. We're right on the heels of March Madness, which was one of my favorite times of the year.
Yeah.
We actually got tickets this year.
Yes,
Salt Lake Regional, first round.
Or second round.
So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be awesome here coming up.
Taking Wyatt. He even made it into the prayer. We were saying our family prayer.
Yes.
And Wyatt was like, first of March, he's like, I'm so thankful that March is starting because I got March Madness coming up.
That's what I'm talking about.
So you know it's a big deal
in the family.
So when it makes it into the old family prayer, I mean, we're good.
You know, it's serious. I don't know if we even ought to move on to that, but I'm going to ask you who's your team? Who do you think's the team that's going to win it all? We're going to go on record now. This is, we're talking about, I don't know, several weeks, month before the final. So
it's really hard to go against Connecticut when you watch them play. They're a really good team. I'm a big fan of Tennessee this year. I really like watching Tennessee. I like what Connect's doing. He's really fun for me to watch. And so I'm rooting for a Tennessee championship.
I think it's going to be an outlier. I think it's going to be some team, you know, within the top 20 that gets hot and plays really well. It's hard for me to go against like a Houston or a Purdue, because when you have, you know, Edie is a big guy and that's such a force in there. And then Houston's so athletic and they're playing so well. But, you know, you got to win several games in a row. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I guess if I was had a bet, I'd probably bet Houston right now.
So that's not an outlier. That's
well, I know. Okay. I think right, an outlier is going to be, but if I had to bet on it, because, you know, I don't know. There's so many other teams, but yeah.
I know. I'd that's why March Madness is so fun. There's a lot of parity in college basketball, right?
And
so you've got, you know, you can get a team that gets hot and can make a great run, and it's so fun to, it's just fun to watch. It is, I mean, overall, by far and away, the best tournament in sports.
It's awesome.
You know, not even, there's nothing even close. I enjoy like NFL playoffs and things like that, but as far as an actual overall tournament atmosphere and going on, nothing beats March Madness.
Yeah. For sure. Yep. All right, buddy. Let's wrap it up today. Okay, good
let's
job.
Let's wrap it up. Guys, we always appreciate you joining us. We know how valuable your time is. Thank you for spending it with us today. Always, at the end of every episode, I ask you two favors. The first one is, if you like this show or you know somebody else that might, share the show. Those things help us. And then if you've got more than 30 seconds, give us a review, a thumbs up, and on whatever platform you're watching or listening on. And always as a reminder, if you've got questions, make sure you DM us or put them in the comments, and we'll make sure we answer them on an upcoming episode. And then that final and most important thing that I ask you at the end of every episode is to go pick that one thing you can do today, start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from. Cheers, my friends. Dave, cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Oh, dang. Try to get to the other one quicker.